Microsoft founder Bill Gates was in the southern African nation of Mozambique over the weekend, where he made the largest donation ever for malaria research. The Gates Foundation, which we need to mention is an NPR contributor, has slated $160 million for the project. It will cover research on a malaria vaccine, new drugs to fight the disease, and techniques to curb infections among infants. Malaria kills more than 1 million people a year, most of them in Africa. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Lorinda Matuse knows how devastating malaria can be. She's lost two of her six children to the disease. On Sunday, she was sitting in the outdoor waiting area of the Manhisa Health Clinic with her four-year-old son, Sebastião. Manhisa is a small village about 50 miles north of the Mozambican capital, Maputo. Matuse says her son, who sits crumpled and sweating in her lap, came down with a fever the day before. According to his government-issued health card, the four-year-old has been admitted to the hospital seven times for malaria. The mosquito-borne disease is the leading killer of children in Africa. Attached to the clinic where Matuse is seeking help for her son is the Manhisa Health Research Center. The state-of-the-art laboratory contrasts sharply with the tin shacks and modest homes of this dusty town. Bill and Melinda Gates arrived on Sunday to announce the single largest grant for malaria research ever.
Can we see your baby? Beautiful. Can you ask her what her name is?
The richest man on earth and his wife met with some of the world's poorest mothers. They all sat on straw mats behind the health clinic.
Do people dress up so nicely to come to the hospital, or is it because it's Sunday?
Because the cameras are here?
Many different reasons.
The $168 million donation will fund research globally for a malaria vaccine and new ways to treat the disease. The Manhisa Health Research Center began clinical trials this summer of a malaria vaccine on 2,000 children. Malaria is caused by a parasite that's carried by humans and spread by mosquitoes. There's never been a vaccine against a parasite before, but the researchers here are optimistic. Dr. Kike Basat, who's working on the vaccine study, says malaria rates are extremely high in this low-lying part of Mozambique.
We have seen, we did it in a previous study, that 87% of the children have malaria parasites in the blood at any time. When you take a blood sample of any child, 87% of them will have malaria, which is enormous. It's one of the highest transmission areas of Africa.
Malaria is primarily a disease of the third world, and it gets far less attention and research funding than diseases that also afflict the West. And researchers say malaria rates across Africa are increasing as strains of the disease become resistant to the most common malaria drug, chloroquine. The World Health Organization estimates there are at least 300 million acute but non-fatal cases of malaria each year, mostly, again, in Africa. Dr. Basat at the research center says a malaria vaccine would be a huge medical advance.
What we are hoping is that soon we will be able to talk about eradication of malaria, which is not something that will happen soon, unfortunately, but that's what we're working for.
Before the Gates Foundation started funding malaria research, the worldwide budget for fighting the disease was about $100 million annually. This is just a fraction of the estimated $30 billion the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spends each year to develop new drugs for first-world consumers. The hope in Manhisa is that the infusion of malaria research funding from the Gates Foundation will lead to a major breakthrough against one of Africa's deadliest scourges. Jason Bobian, NPR News.